they might control media here and in a couple of countries, but the Arab world is a whole different ball of wax, excuse me. And it is absolutely necessary in your strategy, because as much as they hate the association with the Vietnam War, they are more and more identifying with that. So case in point, there was a commander in Fallujah that said that they had to destroy the town in order to save it. And that was vintage Vietnam sloganism, like I don't know what, you know, when they were talking about they had to destroy the village in order to save it. And that was doing the massive use of, you know, the cluster bombs and the napalm. And they had villagers running and screaming, children down the road, butt naked with napalm bombs on it. And that was their slogan was, we had to destroy the village in order to save it. We had to make sure it didn't fall into enemy hands, so we did as much destructiveness as we could. And now it appears to be happening in Fallujah. The very same thing. And another interesting point, I mean, because people see these things and they clearly understand. It's just that their attitudes or whether they accept or reject is a horse of a different color. But they understand the associations and why they are and what makes them stick. And then I look at this war over here in Iraq, and then when they run these little news clips about how many people have died, and they begin to list them as quickly as they can. And that's all the news you get about, the body count. You don't see any of the casualties or even the bodies being returned home or being shipped back home. Most of the people that you see are between the ages of 18 and 23, that are the maximum amount of people that are dead. Now, we're talking a great deal, many more people that are, injured in battle and then sustained battle wounds of one degree or another. And again, the age differentiation is basically the same. There are some 34, 37, some 43s, but the vast majority is between the ages of 18 and 24. And that's shameful, because even in prison, you can see 16 and 17, 18 year olds walking around here, 21-year-olds, and you see that they're just really babies. They're just little kids who suppress, the Arab world into a submissive state where they can accumulate more oil. That they're willing to, send as many kids as they can over there.
Do you think the American army can win in Iraq?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And I think that it's a given that they knew they couldn't win, or at least not in the way other people interpret a win. A win, in their interpretation, or I guess what you're expressing, is suppression of resistance to a degree where it's sustainable. The purpose, like in Vietnam, was to build a national army out of the people who were mostly middle class, who had a stake in education in the country before then, but were stuck in civil servant positions, were given an opportunity to advance their positions from the low middle class into the upper middle classes, that they would only, tie their lot in with the occupying army. And this is what's happening in Iraq. But, history is a learning tool. It's an expression of what not to do. And a lot of people paid attention that, we just didn't give credit to. Or the Americans didn't give, I'm talking about the community, the population didn't give credit to. And now these strangulation type tactics that the insurgents, that are using is really demoralizing, not only the Americans, but the Iraqi, resistance movement based or supported by the Americans. It's just impossible now to deal with the type of strategy that I believe America had, and that was to deal in from colonialism into a neo-colonialist state, to get out and to manipulate and control from outside. It's impossible now. It's just a foregone conclusion. It's just not going to be there. So now it's an exit strategy that they're looking at. How do we get out of this now? What do we do that, will be successful in our leaving this area and reestablishing, you know, an exit plan without a loss of face, like in Vietnam, where they just don't be seen running and leaving right away, but, you know, actually exiting and claiming that they have won a victory because, well, in this case, they've decimated the land so badly, you know, they destroyed the water, the sewage, the electrical, you know, the telephone, the wiring, the manufacturing plants, the, you know, the cement plants, everything else that they could destroy. And now it's just so, you know, you just have to basically, between paying the debt of a war, you have to borrow money in order to rebuild your country, because if you don't, you're going to have what they call a brain drain. People are going to be looking to go to other countries where it's a little bit more safer and better. And, you know, they just want to try to turn Iraq into a Haiti, or so to speak, you know. Just leave it desolate and poor if they can. But win? Oh, no, no. Winning is out of the question now, you know, because their strategy, what they implemented, this vast array of technology and overwhelming force, was a good strategy from their perspective, and it sought to deliver. But what it did is, once extended their lines and logistic lines and shit, and they began to be like the mosquito on the elephant's back, you know, just biting everywhere, just consistently biting, you know, and now is that I mean, the more they swat, the more they roll over, the more they destroy, and the more they render, you know, themselves vulnerable to hostilities and more hostilities, because you weren't invited, you know. Your explanation for being there just doesn't connect. There is nothing that they can do.